Mayor, we all pull from the jar podcast. We are back in this thing. He is I am him. Him is two threes. Y'all know me as whatever y'all know me as. Just keep it respectful. Keep it loving. I love you too. Here with my guys, the gang, my brothers. Start from my far right. You know what I'm saying? Big money. I like what Boosie say. Crayola. We ride different colors every day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My cousin, your favorite cousin, cousin New Whip Wayne. What's going on? What's going on, gang? How you doing?
Looking good, man.
You know what I'm saying? Wayne. You know what I'm saying?
They're sticking.
Yeah, they got a nice little ring to it, don't it?
Got that little smoke gray out there.
Yeah. Crayola. Smoke gray. Crayola. Yeah, that's in the crayon box, by the way.
Smoke gray.
You gotta get the 64 pack.
With shark on the back.
Yeah.
That's how you really know you bought
it. Right there in the middle, like kind of towards the right.
Look, you know too. That's
right there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. How you doing?
Oh, good, man.
That's good.
Joining the new ride.
I bet, boy.
Well, hey, yeah. I'm glad I'm out the house. You feel me?
Nah, that gotta be stressful.
Goodness.
Because you don't really know.
Pretty blessed, though, bro.
You don't really know how much you would need a car. Until you ain't got your car. Mm-hmm. When you got your car, you be like, man, I'm staying at the house. Man, ain't
but thing
man.
Is,
I'm
though,
be right there.
Well, I be seeing everybody just leave the house, and I'm just straight.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's looking out the window, cussing.
Hey, I'm just.
Hey, in the rain, too, bro.
Hey, like, for real.
Hey, what's that? What's that squibber mean? Just looking at everybody having fun.
Damn.
I
was just like, man. I was like, bro, I gotta get my shit together. That's how I was. But I was like,
I know when you first, you just went riding. You ain't want to just do nothing. I just need to be at the house.
Roll the window down.
Bro, well, you gotta drop me off, bro. I'll be sad.
Oh, I already know it.
Soon I go to Dallas, I'm like,
damn.
Well. Back to the basics. What was that?
At that point, the day is over, though, right?
Yeah, it's over. I mean, just kick back, watch a movie, that's it. Fall out. You know?
But now it's back to the skibbity.
Rolling.
Now it's back to the skibbity.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it later. To my other right, my brother, no matter what, always on 10. Brian, what's going on, man? How you doing,
I'm
man?
Up on 10, too.
Oh, we already know you.
We know you.
Maybe on 10. You know.
Oh, well, let me ask him. Last but certainly not least, the smartest man in the room, but also the one that everybody loves.
Oh, nah.
One everybody loves. What's going on, man? How you doing, man?
Why do you think I'm the smartest one in the room? What were you finna say?
Do you ever thought about what he just said?
I don't. I'm just say, yup.
Okay, we starting off with peace.
Why do you think I'm the smartest one in the room?
What you mean?
Like, why you say that?
Yeah, why do you say that?
You don't think that you're the smartest man in the room?
No, I'm asking why do you
think that? I think that you're the smartest. I don't know. I just think you're the smartest man in the room.
I respect it. I appreciate it. That's all I'm just asking.
Yeah. I mean, you ain't by a long shot. Like, Wayne right there on your bumper. But
I feel like all y'all are. Excuse me. I know all y'all are.
I feel like I got a lot more to learn.
Yeah, we all do, though.
Please don't put that pressure on me like that. I like being in last place. Please.
I'm just saying, brother. Like, my back.
Shake it back, brother. Shake it back.
Leave me alone, bro.
What that mean?
I don't want to carry that weight. Just saying. I hear that, bro. I don't want to carry that weight.
I hear that.
You ain't breaking my back. You don't get one back. You feel me?
And you just got to fix.
I mean, these days.
Yeah.
You
know. Yeah.
And you just got to fix it.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
That is so.
Okay, I'm just about to say the word.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Go ahead.
How are you, though?
I'm all right.
Doing all right. A little tired, but I'm all right.
What are you tired for?
Man, third shift be kicking my ass. What are you talking about, man?
Hey, I remember them days, boy.
Yeah, boy. You know.
Yeah, I remember them days.
Well, you was in a sweatshop, boy. I tell you what, this. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I couldn't stand them. But I had to deal with it. Especially working that offline, bro. Back and forth, rip and running. All day. Yeah.
Y'all should write a letter and complain.
They're
gonna get me.
To BBB?
Another one of these. They always complain.
To homemaker. To homemaker CERN. Hey, Shredder. What are you talking about, man?
Like, we let up last week. That's part of the job, though. I mean, you know, I signed up for it, so.
No. Hey, that's real responsibility right there, yeah. Man. Shout out to you. Shout out to producer Mary in the Cut, Girlfriends in the Cut. Shout out to our YouTube viewership and our Apple, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon listenership. We appreciate y'all, man, tapping in.
Yes, Lord.
And on socials, man. TikTok is going kind of crazy.
Instagram be hating, though.
Yeah, Instagram don't like us. It's all right. Because we love y'all. But
let's say.
Nah, they just, there's a lot of restrictions in certain.
You try to, you know, yeah, share something, they, yeah, like, yeah, they, you know how, like, something, yeah, load and get to 95, then you get to 99 and then stay there. Mm-hmm.
You know. Or you got to keep the app open the entire time, but until, yeah, like, yeah, come on, bro, what are we doing? Yeah. What are we doing? Anyways, I ain't even got no scratch. I wanted to have a scratch paper for y'all, but I ain't got one. It's been a slow week for me, man, so.
That's okay.
Who want to kick it off?
Can I have a rant real quick?
Oh, absolutely.
Can y'all join in on me?
Absolutely, I got your back. Hey, 1,000%. Hey, it ain't bro. About...
You motherfuckers can't drive, bro. I swear... You know what pisses me off the most, too, bro?
I'm glad you said that.
I swear...
I got a lot to say.
I swear... bro, I swear, it be the people... It always be the people that can't fucking drive. That bitch about the driving, bro. Mm-hmm. Listen to me, bro. All y'all that be driving, if you gotta turn into the fucking Walmart, use your blinker, bro. Listen, if you...
It don't come to a stop.
That's
why do y'all come to a stop?
Why do you come to a complete
stop? Before you turn your wheel. No, keep going and turn your wheel. Don't stop and then turn your wheel. Why are you stopping?
My thing is...
What? I don't understand that. I hate that.
That's what I want to know.
Talk about it.
Okay. Now, so we have stop signs, right?
We do.
Apparently. Okay.
They red?
They red.
They green. That's what they are.
It's yellow.
So, why are you running it? Why are you so much in a hurry? Bitch, like, if I'm coming through, if I got a big-ass dump truck, if I smack your ass, you're going to be looking stupid. Okay?
I'm getting to it.
You know, you had to shave those back there clocking, you know. I'm not gonna say that. Sorry about that. But anyway,
okay.
Clocking people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I'm coming up to my last subdivision to finish. Roll out.
Right.
And this was last Friday, by the way. And so a person in a Tesla had the audacity to run a stop sign. And no, I gotta swing wide, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that thing, man, you gotta turn, because once I turn, that's it. So, good thing I had a good reaction, and I smashed on the brake, so I got a drive cam, so that pissed me off too. And so, I hit the highway horn, so they swerve into the ditch. I don't care. So, yeah.
Hey, hold on.
That's a little incriminating.
No. It's not.
Let me ask a question.
I did my job, though.
He's on a dash cam, so I guess.
I did my job.
He's kind of calm.
I did my job.
Hey, you did.
But if you you ain't going to follow the rules, then face the consequences. So, I did what I did. So,
I agree. One question. How do you know it wasn't a Tesla driving and not the person?
Okay, Elon Musk.
Yeah, there we go. Now we get to it. Hold on, let me sit up.
I understand we got a lot of lazy people in this world. They don't want to drive. They don't want to make that drive and put their hands on the steering wheel. So they want to just have a goddamn machine. That's what it is to me, a damn machine.
It is.
Operating and switching lanes. Like, bitch, why the fuck you do that?
Yeah, why you do that, Elon? But why you need a Cybertruck?
Like, come on, man. Like, this ain't our robot, bitch. Like, what the fuck we doing?
It kind of is, though.
Yeah,
it is. I'm about to say, we're leading that way. We're leading it. I just seen a video. Chick-fil-A got a little hot car making deliveries. For real. Like, what we...
I'm cool, bro.
We here now.
I'm cool, bro.
We're here now.
That's
we got...
True. That's true.
Y'all gonna get on planes and there's gonna be no pilots.
Whoa.
Whoa. What you mean?
You ain't gonna see me.
What you mean? What you mean?
Whoa.
But you
I'm
won't.
Not
you won't
come out.
You won't come out.
I'm not disputing that. I'm not. I'm just saying.
You not gonna fly?
Whoa.
You ain't gonna fly?
And a nigga ain't flying it?
How would you know if the cockpit door is closed? As soon as you get on the plane, you don't see it.
Oh, so he's operating.
He's at home.
He's controlling.
Oh, he got the analog. Yeah,
he got a controller.
He on intercom. Hey, we're reaching 10,000 feet. We need all passengers in their seats.
And in the background.
Hey, honey, what did you want to do?
That's what would trip me out, though. Y'all sit back, relax, enjoy the ride. I got to take a leak. I'm going to put on autopilot.
And he, what? No, you hear a baby crying in the back.
Hey.
But y'all don't think that we getting to there?
Like, yeah, most definitely.
That's happening soon. Y'all not gonna.
I'm gonna fly across
it. Yeah.
I don't never see the pilot nowhere.
I know either.
Are you gonna fly though? They said they will fly though. Are you gonna fly?
Man, ooh,
you gonna fly?
So you rather get in your car and drive where you need to go instead of flying?
Being in the air though without a pilot, I don't even.
But wasting money and gas to get where you need to go.
And you're on the road with niggas that can't drive.
Yes.
Correct.
And on the road, people can't drive.
Another thing.
In the air with nobody.
Another thing. I want to say this. Parents, stop giving your kids all these demons and charges and shit.
Oh, my
Lord. Y'all motherfuckers can't drive.
Oh, boy. Not talk about it, Wayne. Talk about it.
Talk about it. Look, when I got my car, okay, so I was bagging in.
Tell me what your first car was.
Oh, Monte Carlo, baby. You feel me?
Okay.
But I know how to drive that motherfucker.
Uh huh.
I was the truth. You feel me? You did. All my brothers were the truth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Ain't that right? But yeah, get it together.
I like the Avenger more than any other car you have.
Okay. Stop.
Now you know that bitch has so we got their leaks, bitch. I'm not doing it, okay?
No, but I agree with him. Like, quit buying all your. Yeah, nah, you tripping.
Yeah.
But quit. Your kids first car shouldn't be over $40,000,
$50,000,
$60,000.
Oh,
buy them. You know my first car? Y'all know what my first car was? $2,500 for Goldie. And that be treat me right.
Stop.
She treated me right. I don't care what she put me through. She treated me right.
She treated you right, boy.
And I don't
she
care
got
what she
you where you need to go.
And she might have stopped a couple times, but I got there.
But I say this though, at least we took care of them.
Thank you.
But.
It makes us appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate what we got.
We appreciate it.
But I'm just saying, I'm going to say my last
piece. You don't agree?
Avery. I agree with you.
I'm going to say my last piece, though.
She breathed the horn with shit.
Yeah, y'all fucking wild. I'm not going to say anything.
Hey, bro, you talking about Goldie in front of me, bro?
No, I'm talking about the blazer I had, bro. You remember him, bro?
Yeah,
I remember.
A lot of great days in there. A lot of great days.
A lot of great days in there.
Yeah.
What you laughing at?
Hey, bro. I don't want to say it.
I was going to say this.
You ain't making fun of Goldie, are you?
I haven't said anything.
Why don't you pull from the jar?
You're right.
Yeah. Why don't you pull from the jar? Because I don't like the way you treat my first car.
I didn't say...
I ain't make fun of your car.
Hey, boy, you can't hold it in, boy.
Go ahead.
Nah, I ain't say nothing about that Impala.
Go ahead.
All right.
You actually did before I got it. And you
Because I knew what was going to happen.
I kind of said something about the Ultimate, yeah.
What was wrong with it?
There wasn't nothing wrong with the Ultimate.
Oh, no. It wasn't. It had a lot of little mood swings inside.
You talking about them lights, them freaky lights. Yeah. Oh,
man.
It was like
the Batmobile?
He's trying to put the stars in the freaky ass,
bro.
The red seats, boy. You think you're doing something?
You don't leave the seats back? Freaky ass.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have an 07 Ford Fusion. It's nice.
Shut
everything.
Up.
But, oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Focus. That's what I meant.
So,
we just
you need to focus on that paper you read.
You're right.
just be lying. You need to fuck. Lying like crazy, bro.
I don't like that old 04 Sienna with a V8.
Yeah. Well, I thought it went pretty smooth.
That's man. What I thought. Damn.
Now I'm finna talk about Goldie, but you know what? I'm gonna leave it alone. All right.
I felt like he was going that direction. Anyway.
No, I'm going this direction right here, because that direction, boy, I tell you what.
I was proud of my car. No,
I was proud of my car.
I still missed it, but now
it's just judgmental.
I'm not judging. Just because your car brand new and can fly.
Hey, started from the top. Now he here.
Now he here.
Stupid ass. Hey.
Now, I didn't say nothing about nobody else's car. What's in the envelope?
Oh, God.
Read the paper. Read the paper.
All right, guys. Let's see.
Oh, God. Composure.
All right. Composure. This says private versus public relationships.
Oh, man.
I'm
going to
go ahead and
say okay, I just laughed because I just thought about something that we didn't talk about. That's just funny. We're not going to get to it, but that's hilarious.
We actually kind of talked about this last time. Eh, a little bit. I mean, it's not really a question, so I'll ask a question. Do y'all think relationships should be private or public?
Teachers own.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I agree with that.
Teachers own. Some people monitor well in the public. I think that gives them a drive to be even better or have some type of discipline, knowing that other people are watching or have expectations. Mm-hmm. Which I don't think it should play a part, but if it does and it helps in that way, then okay.
So what about them people that say, because I find this ridiculous. I actually saw, I was going to make this the tweet of the week, but I was like, eh.
Because you've not seen it too many times.
Exactly. And plus, you know, I want to make it fun. But anyway, we'll get to that later. There was this dude. He said, if you're not sharing, how do you put it? If you're not posting your person, that means you're like, you don't, how do you word? It's weird that you don't post them. Essentially saying, reading between the lines. We talked about that a little earlier.
Correct.
Basically, he was saying, if you don't post your person, that means you're cheating on them. I don't understand the math behind it. No, ask. Please ask.
Well, I guess I'm cheating.
How?
Cheating away.
Same thing I don't know. I think, and this is just what I see, I think too many people are scrolling and they want your life, no matter if you're a celebrity or just a coworker, they want entertainment. They want to see what you're doing. So if they don't see it, then it's like, why ain't you hiding your girl? That means you're cheating on her.
She must not be good at home, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Why ain't you post your girl today?
Yeah.
Or you scared that someone else gonna come out and claim that that's that girl.
We talked about that in episode one.
That could be one of the cases, but you know.
But at this age, like, what are we doing?
I don't care.
Right?
I kind of agree with Jordan. I just think, if you're going to make your relationship public, you can't complain if people criticize certain things that they see, because you're putting the information out there, right?
Amen.
So, like, I mean, if you put something out there and say somebody doesn't like what you put out there and then they tell you about it, you can't get upset that they had a comment. Like, people are soft, bro. People get offended by everything.
Yeah, people have their own, you know, opinions about relationships and how y'all be doing things in relationships, you know. Toxic traits.
But you're,
that's what they do.
You're subjecting yourself to that by putting it on the internet. Like, you're allowing people to see parts into your life and your relationship. So, like, if somebody has an opinion on it, I mean, by posting it, you're asking to get their opinion.
Yeah, I know. So somebody said something, and it was something about Ari and Moneybagg Yo. They were like, oh, man, they having a good time. I want something like that in a relationship. I was like, okay, like, they just turned up.
I'm not saying you only seeing the good of the relationship.
You don't know what's going on behind the scenes with that.
Well, you know? It could have been some hour before that.
Yeah, you know.
Could be some hour after that.
Like, when the camera cuts off, like, it could be totally different than what you're seeing. So, that's why I don't know.
You ever seen YouTube couples get mad in the comments? Like when they post their whole life and then they come up with a follow up video like, yeah, y'all need to stop doing this. Y'all, we do this. Yeah, y'all don't know about
it. Quit saying this or quit driving this narrative.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
But they can't create a narrative unless they
have
something to go off of.
What you want me to do? Like,
it'd be them 30, 45 minute vlogs that I don't know who watches them, but. But like he said, you put yourself out there, people can comment on it.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much what y'all want anyway. If you think about it, I mean, you know, that's like, that's
so. Like what you saying. Wait.
That's
lovely. So you saying that people only posting for the attention of others?
Yes.
Oh. Mm. Oh. So it's not that I'm so gun ho happy about my relationship that I'm just gonna post and just share it to whoever sees it. I'm posting it because I want the reaction or want someone to see it and then give me feedback. But I only want the positive feedback. Don't give me the negative feedback.
The thing is, you're going to get the positive, you're going to get the negative.
No, I don't want the negative.
I'm just saying, you can get that a lot, though, nowadays. I'm just saying.
Well, then I'm going to pick out every negative comment. You know, forget the,
yeah,
get the positive
for sure,
ones.
For sure.
I'm going to pick out every negative comment and then reply back to those and then tell you, you don't know my life. You don't know my struggle.
You don't even know what we've been through. You don't tell me.
We're both from the trenches. You don't know nothing about that. You know? You know?
So why do people feel like... Because I have no idea. What is it that they feel like if we don't see it, then it means you
should... It didn't happen. It didn't happen. If you didn't see me kiss her, it didn't happen.
Right.
You never kissed her a day in your life. Yeah. Y'all never showed y'all holding hands. Y'all ain't show each other going on vacation. Y'all never been nowhere. Everything has to be on camera now.
Y'all ain't take no stroll through the park.
Yeah, like
hands,
nothing romantic.
You know, you got one hand in the back pocket, got the other hand in the other back pocket. You don't see nothing like that. The same.
That boy old school, bro. Yeah,
I used to do that.
You used to do that?
Oh, you used to.
Yeah.
Did you just name drop?
Hey, hold on. Tell me. Hey. Hold on. Come on now. We know things didn't change now.
Hold on. Did you name drop?
Yeah.
I'm so glad. Anyway, go ahead.
That was it. Yeah, that was it.
No, because we know, like, none that you know what I'm saying, knew with Wayne. You back on road.
Yeah, I'm back on road.
That means,
That means you got called the roster. Somebody got to be up to bat, right?
I was thinking more like a hit list.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
That's the title of this episode.
To wrap this thing. This topic
here,
so.
Bro.
I'm just saying.
Claim that, bro.
I'm saying. So that
hold on, I'm talking about. Well, let me ask a question. Because, you know, you've posted your significant other. Mm-hmm. Is it limitations? Like, when you go about it, is it limitations like, all right, I'm only going to post so much, or I'm only going to post these pictures because I think these pictures look good, or is it like, I'm not going to even post that, or... Because you've done it both ways. You've done it vlog, and you've done it in Instagram or whatever, so what was your ideology behind that?
It's not really an ideology. Like, this was in, like, 2021. I made the conscious decision to use social media as a tool versus sharing.
Oh, that's why you got social media. That's why you have to delete it.
You funny. You funny. I use it.
Otherwise, why you own it?
Hey, you ain't making money. I'm making money. But I ain't gonna show you how. But anyway, so
I can't believe you. No,
it just I look at it more as a tool and like who am I posting for? That too, like, you know, like you said, I throw it out there every now and then, but it just doesn't service anybody but other people. It's almost like asking for validation in a way, because then I don't want to get to the point of posting anything for the matter and then be like, okay, I only got this many likes, let me check it in another 10 minutes. Okay, I only got this many. I don't want to do all that because this ain't for y'all.
I feel that.
True.
Can I get toxic?
Go ahead.
Sure.
Please.
Go ahead. I'm just gonna ask a couple questions.
Go ahead, because I'm throwing back at you.
Okay, so let's just say hypothetically. Yeah, please. Let's just say hypothetically, right?
Hypothetically.
you post your girl, you know what I'm saying, I looking lovely, whatever, woo. Mm-hmm. Randomly, you know what I'm saying, a girl just slide in, a random girl mm-hmm. that you might not even know, mm-hmm. or a girl you might have dealt with a long time ago, mm-hmm. sliding your significant other's DMs talking about, why you with my man, or I'm coming at you as a woman.
That's so bold, bro.
As a, you know, they love that coming that's at so you bold. As a woman. That's bold. I'm coming at you as a woman. Mm-hmm. This and this happened. He was just this and this way. Are you conscious of that, or like, is that a wonder in your mind? Like, so, this could start an issue or a problem. Or I'm just asking questions.
So she slide in her DM.
Yeah.
You know what's gonna happen?
What's happening?
She gonna show me. We gonna laugh about it because anything you say is obviously gonna be a lie. Cause she knows my whereabouts, just like I know hers. Mm. What could you possibly say? I used to have him.
I don't know. She probably pulled up at the job.
And did what?
I'm just saying, man.
If she did, I would call. I would call her.
That job place got a big parking lot.
It does, but I would call him like, "Do you know what just happened?"
And she's like, I don't know.
That's what would happen. Or it would just flat out get ignored.
Okay.
Like. When he was saying, because there's no validity behind it, so.
What if a nigga came and slid in your DMs and said, "Hey, I'm coming at you as a man." Mm-hmm. I was, you know what I'm saying.
I'd be like, bro. See, I'd be like, get your gay ass out. That's all right, bro. That's like my shit, bro. That's a female shit, bro.
But you know what?
Say that. I'm sorry, bro.
Can't
no.
I'm
just saying, bro.
No. It's not gender restricted.
But that's real, though.
I don't want to.
He ain't the only one that's going to think like
hey,
this.
Hey, bro, listen.
But look. What I would do, because, to be honest with you, I play along with it. Like, oh, for real, she was doing what? For real? I'm going to let him tell me everything. I know it's a lie. I'm going to just keep going. See how far you're going to go.
How you know it's a lie?
Because I know. What could you possibly tell me?
I don't know.
That's the exact one.
I ain't saying that she, but you know what I'm saying? Maybe.
I say you got a lot of weird people out here. With
you do, but if you, you either stalking or you just lying.
Yeah.
At that point.
That first one you said. Yeah.
That's my point. So. Yeah. I'm not worried about nothing like it ever happened though.
When a girl ever went to your girl at the time and said, "I'm coming to you as a woman. I just want to let you know that Wayne was, he was at my crib last night. He was drinking wine with me. He was feeding me all the fruits and whatnot."
Feeding me all the fruits is crazy.
And whatnot. Like, that ever happened to you, that's ever crossed your path. Who is this bitch? You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
Right?
Why are you looking at me like that?
Huh? I know you done had crazy
situations. Yeah, it's happened before.
Yeah, I know you done had some crazy situations.
Me and her have talked through those things and we've worked through them. And
see, no, I like that.
We good now.
I like that. See, positivity. You talking about love.
You now, know. You answer the question.
Oh, no, that ain't never happened to me.
But if it did.
Deny.
But if it did happen.
Deny.
Bitch, get out of my shit. That's why I say straight up, like in the text though. Get out of my shit. That's me, bro. That's just how I react. I'm just sorry.
But I don't never post. I've never posted a significant other.
Because what is that? What is the purpose of it though?
My relationship is my relationship for my relationship.
I asked, I think it was my sister. I said, if social media didn't exist, then what would you, the pictures that y'all take? Well, what you gonna do?
Put them in a book.
Put them in a frame. Hang them up.
But then you know what some people say? Do you got a picture of your significant other at your job? And if you don't, you cheating. You see how ridiculous that sounds?
So I gotta have a picture of my girl in your locker, my desk.
In your locker and at your desk. So every time you open it up, okay, it's right there.
What's this, ninth grade?
What are you just gonna
write? Right, like,
what are we doing? Kissing my hand and like, like, yeah, what? No, you're not doing that. Stop.
Right before the work shift starts.
Right, bro. Like,
I'll be back.
Man, for real.
You might have probation for the day. Like, no, bro.
That's weird.
No, bro. I don't think it's a problem if you have your significant other, your kids, whatever, at your desk or whatever the case may be. But
it's that social media stuff.
I'm glad y'all got that. Y'all was honest. I like that.
Did he have a name? It don't matter. Who? You're weird.
Oh, you're talking about the tweet. I don't remember.
Yeah, you're weird. Your life.
It was mad people in replies like, yeah, they cheating. It's social media, bro.
It's security shit.
But they do be cheating.
Oh, bro. I'm just saying, bro.
Niggas be cheating.
They do. But to say that for everybody, that's weird.
It's weird. It's pretty projected. PT, bro. It's PT. Projected trauma. Go ahead and pull for me, man. Let's keep this gravy train rolling.
I didn't like that.
Oh,
who was that?
Gravy. Hey,
you didn't like that?
Never
mind. I feel like my pigment changed when he said
that. Ryan, he went from this.
Hello?
Come out. Black people don't eat gravy?
So what they say?
What the
f***? Hold on. Whoa. Stop. In the name. Of gravy. Black people don't eat gravy?
Who said that?
So why'd your pigment change?
Who says that, bro?
I don't get it.
Read
the paper. I want to know why some pigment changed. All right.
A paragraph. Jeez. Go ahead, though.
You ever hear people say, like, oh, my Lanta, bro? That's what that felt like to me, bro.
Whatever. Did it, boy.
I got something for you. I got something for you too.
Oh man,
y'all trying to do what y'all did last week? You ain't gonna happen.
We ain't do,
man.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. That is wild. Okay.
One, you got my back.
Yeah. Come on.
Whoever put this question? Hey, this is a great question.
That's a long paragraph.
I don't know how to answer it, but hopefully y'all do.
That's a long paragraph.
How do you turn a non-affectionate household to an affectionate household without getting overstimulated?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
How do you turn?
That's a loaded question. You want me to read it? I'll read one more time. How do you turn a non-affectionate household to an affectionate household without getting overstimulated?
I don't know if I can answer that.
I don't know how to answer that.
Who came up with that? That's you, baby.
No, that ain't me.
It's probably one of the girlfriends. Great questions, by the way.
Oh, wow. I'm not in this.
Why? You can answer the question.
You on camera. You got a mic. You in this.
Yeah, you
here.
Okay. Yeah, you can add,
you
too.
You doing good. Okay.
No, you here.
You doing good.
I told you. Mm-hmm. This happens every start.
You're doing good.
They cool at first.
Yep. And then he attacked.
And then
I didn't attack. That's him. I did attack, though.
And then he'll go on the defense.
They be like, what?
Yeah,
I'm gonna say something about Goldie. Keep playing.
What is your problem, bro?
Go ahead.
Can I ask a question?
I feel like that's rooted in like old days too.
Yeah, because I feel like I can only speak for myself. I know my grandparents wasn't very affectionate, very non-affectionate household. They didn't really touch it. I don't think I ever seen them kiss. I don't know if I ever seen them hug.
Was they just around each other?
Yeah, it was just in each other's existence.
It
got to the point where as I got older and they got older, they was even in separate rooms. So, I mean, but you could tell the love was there.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a different type of love. Now, my parents is totally different. I see affection from them all the time. Mm-hmm. So, I guess it is. It could be an age thing.
So how do you go from one to the other, though, without overstimulating?
I don't know.
What does overstimulating mean?
I guess it's kind of like you don't want to do too much to where it feels like you have a response. You have too many responsibilities of trying to turn this into that.
Oh, it's like you're forcing it.
Pretty much.
Okay. And then you'll have the expectations of that, or
and then
it's not, the requirements are not getting met.
Yeah.
Okay. A non-affectionate household. So, like, what if two people are together, but they have two different love languages, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what if somebody's love language is, like, touch, where somebody else's is maybe, like...
Gifts,
right? Is that a non-affectionate household if the way that they perceive the love.
Yeah, because I don't think that it's saying, like, I don't love you because I'm saying get off of me. It's just I'm not.
That's just not
my love.
That's just not my thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Also, in the case, is like, it's not, if I'm not buying you something every day, it's not that I don't love you. Right. Maybe I just don't have the funds to do that right now. Right.
Or that's not my, I don't go out my way
to try to. I'm not going to buy your something, everything. Yeah,
like, I'm on Amazon shopping every single day. What's the daily deals?
It's like, at the end of the day, a lot of stuff don't mean anything.
But what do you mean?
I'm just saying. You know?
Let them talk.
I mean, just buy unnecessary stuff. Like, does it really mean that you actually love that person? Like, you know, I mean, you could just be doing it.
Because you done bought them bags before. They ain't mean nothing. You bought that jewelry though. Yeah, it mean nothing though.
Did it mean something at the time?
I'm gonna keep on fishing till I get something. Necklace. No, that's why I said jewelry. But
I'm not gonna.
Yeah, you bought them shoes though. And they ain't really mean nothing.
Okay, I get it.
I agree with you. I think two households can have a different, but at some point it will have to be a compromise, right?
I think there has to be some level of like meeting in the middle.
I don't know if it'll have to be like direct, like, all right, from 6 to 7 it's cuddle time.
Yeah.
Like, come on to the couch from 6 to 7 we gonna cuddle. Once 7 o'clock hit, get your ass above me.
Hold on. So. That's crazy.
Say your part.
That's crazy. So we picking the time?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if it would necessarily have to be that, but
so that's like me saying, okay, 8 o'clock, you know, between 8:30, you know, bubble bath and, you know,
correct.
Yeah,
fruits and wine.
You got the squeezes.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah,
Rub duck.
That's crazy, bro. Whatever flips.
I ain't know that we have a certain time that we do certain things.
Well, I mean, I'm
like that, you know.
If someone's non-affectionate, how else were they supposed to?
I feel like that's maybe from the younger generation's perspective, a non-affectionate like relationship is like a compatibility issue, right? Maybe that's how they look at it in terms of like if you're not, you know, if you're like not holding hands and stuff like that when you walk in the store or something like that, maybe they look at that as like y'all don't love each other the way that they feel like they would want to be loved that way. You know what I'm saying?
So I gotta show PDA?
No, you don't. If that's not what your relationship is like, I don't see you having to do that. But maybe somebody sees that and they're like, well, I would want my relationship to be a certain type of way. So they look at it and say, that's non-affectionate.
Oh, okay. So
that's kind of like the last conversation we just kind of had. It's like, but how do you do that without getting overstimulated? Because like you said, it's like forcing it at that point.
Right.
I feel like it has to be the compromise type of thing, right? So like, so like you and your girl, maybe your love language is like touching, but she's not really like that, right? It's gotta be some level of like, she has to be like some level of like accepting towards it. She can't like push you off every single time, because then you're like, oh, she don't fuck with me.
No, because, you know, certain times she gonna be like, ooh, baby, yeah, that felt good, you know. You know, she get all, you know, you start.
What's up with the shoulders? Did you just drop your roll? That nigga said, take all of me. What was that? What was that? Hey, boy, you is sick. Hey, boy.
What is that, bro?
I told you, that's MVP.
Hey, bro, you crazy. I agree that at some point, yes, she would like that. I don't know if it'll be like.
Is it like that?
He got the magic touch.
Hey. I see. All
right. Well, yeah. I don't know how you don't do that while not getting overstimulated. Because, like you said, you would expect your partner to understand or try to understand. But
yeah, that's
like Ryan said, it'll be a compromise. So at some point, with compromise, you're gonna have that bump in the road.
That's a personal question though, kind of using what you said, if you see something that you... Actually, let me ask you a question. Are they seeing it and that's what they actually want, or that's what they think they want?
Ooh.
Because if you're doing something you're not interested in, it's not going to feel good regardless. So, like, for example, somebody sees a couple holding hands, and they're like, oh, I wouldn't do that with my boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever.
But then they hold hands.
It's just for show. It's like,
and then okay. They palm sweaty for real. Like,
then it's like, man, it's a cool thing.
Yeah, already, mom spaghetti.
Hey, bro, what is wrong with you?
Hey, man, I'm just...
You put the wrong code in, bro? You put
something in, though. Hey, I was even at work.
Hey, anywho, yeah, like you said, it might be uncomfortable for them, because especially if you've never done it before, now your partner looking at you like, why you want to hold hands?
Yeah, like, what we doing?
What you doing?
Nigga, you usually push the buggy, nigga. Push the buggy.
And?
Why you over here trying to hold my hand? You pushing the...
You know my hand, huh?
Yeah, like, move. Damn. You know I'm over here trying to watch the game? You over here trying to hold hands and stuff? Like, come on, man. Get the shrimp and let's go. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if someone's not used to that, then it will be
unfortunate. Yeah. And then it actually makes it worse in that sense.
Yeah. And then your other partner would be overstimulated because they's like, oh, well, I've seen them do that. I want to do that. And now you got the rejection, so it's now it's like...
But I only want to do that because I've seen it, not because I really want to do it, though.
Well...
That's what I'm saying. It causes more problems than it fixes.
It goes back to my point. These women on such... Never mind.
Not saying.
Nah, never mind.
Like, you about
69-31, and I'm standing on it.
I hear that.
Yeah. He ain't even got two of that. I shouldn't have never let
hey,
you.
Bro, hey, bro. Hey, look. Are you trying to go a part two?
No.
It's too late for that, bro. People gone.
No. All right, so we just... Basically, it's a personal matter. Like,
I think so.
Yeah.
Just do what you're interested in, not what you see. That's what I would say.
Okay. Just do what works for your relationship, bro. Yeah. Know your partner and...
Hey, try everything.
Yeah. Like, if you need
not,
to...
Well, not... Hold on. Not it.
I'm just saying, if you need to...
No, because I heard about the double dose twins. Don't try it.
I'm just saying. If you
forget, slow down.
If you forget your partner, what she like, what she don't like, write it down. Just write it down. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Hold on, but where you going to put... You going to put in your wallet? Keep it in your phone.
Yeah, you're gonna put it in the notes.
Oh, okay.
Right there.
I used to have the right stuff about her in the notes app.
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with that. You know?
It was only... Hold on, come on. Can you give us a few?
Oh, no? Please.
Two personal?
Please.
I'll tell you one. Okay. For sure. I needed to remember, it's not even like... It's important, but it's not like... I don't know if it pertains to like...
It's significant.
No, it's significant. No. I'll just say what it is. So, she is allergic to medicines that end... In the word ceiling. I would forget that.
Yeah,
that's an hour later. I'd be like, oh, need some penicillin? Yeah, I know. I got you. But I had to write that down, and I had to read it a few times so that I remember when it comes up. Oh, okay. She can't have this, that, and the third because.
Oh, that's. Oh.
So, like.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now you gotta write it down.
Stimulated.
You ain't gotta be too nervous to write something down. Like, you forget something.
Like, you know what I'm saying? She has to write down that she was allergic to peanuts.
Okay. She never wrote that down. She told her that once and she just.
Oh, okay. Hey.
It's just they have different memory than we do.
What's crazy is, though, some people forget that, like, so easily.
Yeah.
And they're related to me. But that's another story for another thing.
Wait.
No, don't think it's you, though.
Hold on. It's not me.
It's not you.
It's not you.
Are they trying to take you out?
No, I hope not.
Come out. But would he really know?
I wouldn't.
No.
That's why I said I hope not.
Would he really know? Don't worry about it. Hey, hang one in that jar.
Hey, baby, I made some pie.
You got some peanuts in there?
I don't think his girl would do that, though.
No.
No, I'm just saying, you know.
How mad did he make her?
Oh, damn. That's...
Come on. Did that insurance policy clear?
Wait. Snapped?
He got diabetes.
Hey, bro.
Something wrong with you, man. Something is really, really wrong with you.
What you got there, Wayne?
For the topic of the day, of cousin.
Hi, cousin.
How everyone met.
Do I start?
I was just gonna say, you want to start?
I'm thinking that it's a yes.
Well,
I feel like I'm gonna lie.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I'm gonna lie.
So we just talking about.
Yeah, just us.
Okay.
Yeah, just us.
Thank God. I feel that.
Thank God.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah.
So met Ryan. Oh, well, first time I met Ryan, man. I say, what else?
Hoop. Yeah.
First time I met.
Yeah.
That was the best one out there, by far. It wasn't close, Avery.
Wait a minute. Slow your roll, okay?
No, talk that
talk.
How far is far?
You gotta chill. But go ahead, though.
Like,
he had a star under him. Nobody.
Yeah, did. I did. I had a star under me.
Yeah, and no one else did?
Really?
I wasn't there.
No one else did?
No.
Talk your talk, though.
Other people had stars. They just weren't, like, as bright as mine. You know what I'm saying?
Anywho, go ahead, Wayne. I want to argue about
that. That's crazy.
There's a clear gap. It's like from your house to my house. That's the gap.
Hey, no. Now you can guess. I'm guessing.
I was going to say.
Like, I ain't the best, but damn. Like, I was out there. Hold on now.
Right. Like, what are we talking about? Oh, man.
Anywho.
Yeah, so. What are you so dumb? Okay, so yeah, that's what I meant, Ryan.
Hooping.
For the first time, you know, hooping. Mm-hmm. I was like, huh. So I went to Jordan. I was like, hey, Jordan. I said, who's that man right there?
Yeah.
That nigga kinda nice.
I said, that nigga kinda nice.
Yeah.
You know, I was a little scrawny guy. Yeah. You know.
You were tiny, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. I still held my own, though. You know.
You did.
But I had a big heart, you know. But,
That's all that matters.
Yeah. So I was like, man, who's that dude right there, man? You know, he looks like he's, you know, in our age. You know.
Yeah, he shouldn't have been out there. He should have been. Should have been somebody's camp, but, you know.
Yeah.
Should have been, you know.
Whole athlete out there. I was like, okay. So this dude pretty solid. Okay. Wanted to see about him. So.
And then Saturdays later, whole bunch of trips to the park.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's your boy.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Running them courts.
Yeah. We'll get back out there Monday.
Monday.
Going back.
Monday.
Hello, Monday.
Monday. I'm getting back in the gym Monday.
And, yes, Lord. Avery.
See, I don't know this one, so this is.
I don't know this one either.
I know exactly how we met. You don't remember, huh?
So.
Oh, go ahead.
This is interesting.
Quite interesting.
Yeah,
Just say you don't remember. It's cool.
I don't.
So I'm going to tell you how we met. We actually met when we were playing football over there.
House.
Yep.
That's what, okay. Yeah.
You knew that.
Because that, yeah.
Okay. And you know how we met, though?
How?
You was out there. We was out there with some people who we did not know. I ain't going to throw no names out there, but some people were trying to get a little physical.
Yeah.
So a dude bigger than you
had
caught the ball, ran me over.
Yeah.
I had grass in my eyes, I couldn't see. I said,
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm checking out for a second.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I checked him.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
Yeah. Yes, you should have.
Because it was only a couple weeks.
I didn't know who the dude was, bro. I was like,
It was a couple of them out there, and they tried to get. I was like,
I was like,
dang,
bro.
Like,
you know, I'm a little scrawny dude. Yeah, I was like, you know, that's how I was. I was that guy. But. Yeah, it was fun though.
Screenbox days were rough, man.
Yeah.
No, just being over there, because that's why I met Wayne as well. So,
yeah, we just started talking.
Yeah.
And then hooping.
Yeah.
We just went from there.
Yeah, for sure.
A little fast, a little scrawny guy. But,
hey, go ahead.
So, I just said how you
met Wayne.
That's you.
You.
I've known you so long, I don't even remember how we met. This is middle school.
It was middle school.
This had to be... Bro. Was seventh grade?
Yes.
Because you...
Oh, was it that Thurgood Marshall?
You can say it was... Huh?
It was. Yeah. Did you go to third
grade? Yes, I did.
What's
because yes, I did go eighth grade. I didn't go eighth grade, but I was there.
That's why
sixth grade and seventh grade.
Really?
But I left. But seventh grade was my last year. Then I went. I came out this way. That's when I moved to. But I was still. I moved out here, but I still went to Thurgood Marshall. But after that, then I went. So I kind of went ghost for a little minute.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It does.
No, it makes sense. And I didn't think it was, like, possible to go to the same school as somebody and not know somebody.
That happened. Well, you said,
okay, my mom would, like, pull some strings. So she just say, hey, it's okay. He's still yada yada.
Yeah.
Because she's still a new, you know, counselor and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
So, yeah. So, I was still around.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
We went to the same school, didn't even know each other.
Didn't even know.
That's what happened with me and I didn't know that nigga throughout the whole entire thing. Nobody did.
I seen him before, but I didn't know who he was. If that makes sense.
Bro, I swear to
God. I seen him around.
Were you with us that day at Walmart? When we all met up, and like that was like our first, because we talked to him on the game, but we still ain't seen him yet. And then somebody went.
I didn't meet him. I met him the last week
or so. Did y'all meet up like around, what was like 8:30-ish or something like that? Afternoon?
I don't remember. We used to go to Walmart just
Walmart was just that spot to go to.
It was. Especially when it was 24 hours. Yeah. Okay.
You.
Hey. My nigga. I beat that ass, didn't I?
You ain't got a lot for the people.
Whoa. Okay. Alright, I'll try it.
He didn't do nothing. You know what he did? He just sat down and started talking. And debate. We just talk and debate.
Yep.
Music, anything. Just debate. And here we are.
Yep. Yeah. Doing it. 15 years later.
Same shit. That's pretty much what happened.
That's crazy.
It's a good debater, Will.
Because you're an industry plant. This was crazy. But yeah. Brian?
Nigga call me Bobby Awful. just call me a plant. Him?
Hey, yo. Hey, man.
You know what? I think you just showed up. You said, you know, I got to go to a new school. I'm going to just show up and start talking to people and debating.
That's not what happened.
How it happened then, Jordan?
That's
how most of your friendship started.
He said nigga appeared.
Niggas talking about it. It was like it was a portal. Outdoor portal. It ended up on freshman hallway.
That nigga. He used the transmission.
Hey, bro. Scouting in his locker.
Hey, bro. Who your favorite artist?
Hey, bro. Who you like, bro?
That's what happened. I guarantee it.
Give me your top five right now. Like, no, bro. That's not how.
No. We'd be like... Top five rappers. Don't nobody say Jay-Z. Y'all ain't gonna say Jay-Z. Who is this nigga?
Who the fuck is Jay-Z?
I have valid points, though. Alright. Anywho, Brian. Yeah, well, clearly.
My nigga. You want the truth or you want me to lie?
No, lie. Let's go. I'm gonna feed into it.
Okay, cool. So, the first time I met him, he was trying to take my girl.
Didn't know it was a girl, but, you know, hey. Well, but, hey, she choosing.
Oh, how you do that? How'd you try?
What you mean?
How you try?
Like you said, I just popped up. So I don't know who girl is who. You know what I'm saying? So at that point, I'm just...
What you seen?
I was walking in the hallway. I seen her walk out of Coach Stagg's office.
That was a trap.
The trap house. The trap house.
Had them sour straws and a big Texas.
I said,
cool, hey, I guess I'm going to get a bite to eat. I see a nigga walk behind her with some hot Cheetos. What the fuck is this?
It's 50 Cent. Hey, what you want to do?
Kiki, ha.
Crazy.
Frankly, I didn't think the nigga was that funny, honestly. I heard the joke.
Somebody laughed.
Somebody did laugh. I ain't like that shit either.
Oh, okay. Respectful.
When he was showing the hall teeth.
Yeah, bro. Hurt you. That's not funny, bro.
That's funny.
But then, eventually, play a little football. Somehow, somebody just appeared. Again, appeared next that to portal. My locker. I said,
that portal, man.
I said, hey, bro. Don't I know you? He said, me? Nah, bro, but I'm Jordan. What's up, bro? I said, hell, yeah. And that's how it started, bro.
I like that story, by the way.
I think it's a great story.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to run with that. Yeah, that's how me and Ryan met. Me and Wayne.
I feel like someone was left out.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
No, I'm going to stick with the story that I told.
Yeah. We'll keep that one.
I'm not buying it.
Yeah, we'll keep them. Me and Wayne, yeah, house just one day randomly. I don't know who I went over there with, but one day just went over there and Wayne was over there. I said, I think like this Wayne. Wayne said, "What's up?" I said, "What's up?" I feel like me and Wayne seen each other because you know I used to pop up at Wayne and Wayne went to Wayne, so me and Wayne knew the same people as y'all seen. As we've been out.
Stop. No.
Stop.
Boy, we used to.
Hey, bro. Stop. Y'all making me feel bad, bro. That wasn't a good.
You told it to his face.
Because I didn't. No. I was being honest.
Exactly. What's bad about that?
Because I don't.
He gave another nigga a pipe.
I don't like that, man. I don't like that. Because what if he watching? Now he can feel bad. Come on, bro. Chill, bro.
We still don't know his name. So
no, I know his name. You don't know his name, do you?
I don't remember what Wayne said.
I ain't going to say it.
Yeah, I don't remember what. Anyway, me and Wayne knew some people. So I feel like me and Wayne met each other, but we didn't meet each other. So once we met at the house, it was, you know what I'm saying? That's my cousin.
Hell yeah.
What year was it?
09.
I was like, that was sophomore year?
Freshman.
No, that was sophomore year.
Sophomore year. Yeah. Yeah, me and Avery. Did we have advisory together?
Jordan, I don't remember. What?
Yeah, we definitely had
gym something together at one point.
Yeah, we had one of them and just, you know what I'm saying? He just wanted a friend. He was over there looking lonely.
I knew people.
He was over there in the corner just over there just on his...
Somebody would hang out with me.
Right.
He was just eager to talk to shit, so I said, man, let me go over here, man, just...
And debate.
Yeah, just start a little conversation.
Bro, what you know year was it when you had braids, though?
I had them all literally through, until I was 18.
Yeah. All through high school.
All through high school.
All through high school. I used to think he had good hair.
And now he's trying to be like me as crazy. But anyway.
He grew back out.
No.
Like Wayne.
He did cut his hair and said, I ain't going back.
Why that, man?
I told him, bro. I was like, hey, bro. I cut my dreads, though. He's like, bullshit.
And then he FaceTimed me.
Yeah, I remember seeing Wayne for the first time. After
straight, clean wave cut, bro. I was like, my hair was cold.
I bet it was.
Cold as hell. I was like, ah.
He said, I ain't used to this. Bro.
Man, on that camera.
I'm not, man.
Him and they both cut at the same time. Like, around the same time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Yeah, Ryan told y'all how we met, you know what I'm saying? Nigga was hating on me.
I ain't gonna care.
But once we, you know what I'm saying, once our locker was together, man, hey, you know what I'm saying? We were locked in, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? We both said F that team, huh?
Quick, too.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait. Ain't that, like, before you was trying to recruit me for the team?
Yeah.
And then when I go out there, guess who didn't show up?
You in. Shout out to Twin. Both of them went out that way. Hey, they said the military.
Damn, that y'all both went out?
Yeah.
All they had to do, military?
Man, soon they showed up. Hey, go ahead.
Boy, he got y'all.
Coach, stop calling my phone. I'm not coming.
This was the same dude that would come into the classroom and was trying to recruit everybody to get into the Army. Bro, get out. We're not going out. Somewhere.
I saw the plays was playing, and I said, I'm good, bro.
What plays? go long or run the ball?
88.
I was never going to get the ball.
ABA.
Yeah, I had to run a go route or a deep up. I'm not doing that shit.
Quarterback was 5'7". He wasn't throwing it down there. Anyways.
Bro, he was sacked 5 yards.
Anywho. Yeah. And then Yeah, Avery just needed a friend. So, yeah, man, that's how we, you know what I'm saying? Man, look, man, we've been locked in there since, man. That's crazy. Hello, man. Man, y'all some good niggas, man. Y'all some good niggas. I wouldn't change nothing for the world. We wouldn't even change it. We'll have it no other way.
Mm-hmm.
Avery? Yep.
No thoughts.
Hell yeah.
I don't think he liked it, bro.
I don't see why he wouldn't.
Oh, yeah, why don't he, bro?
Yeah,
man.
True. I can't hope that he ain't had no white fucking.
You right. I can't help that go. No, man. Rita.
Man, he
might
have just... He might have just said what he got to say, bro.
He don't listen to too much Drake, bro. That's his problem.
No, I'm going to just say... Kendrick, I looked in the rearview mirror one time and...
Hey, bro, chill, bro. Chill, bro. I'll cut this camera off right now, bro. What you doing, bro?
Stop. Boy.
Come on, stop, bro. Read, bro.
That's
bro.
Crazy.
Boy, did I get to where we were going that night? Did I get to where we were going that night?
Leave it. Just leave it. Just leave it.
Punk ass. That's why I ain't going out there no more, man. You a jerk. Anywho, this one says, why are blogs so popular?
Blogs?
Yeah, blogs.
Because it's the negativity that people need for their day.
But is it only negativity?
I think people just nosy, bro.
That too.
So they don't have enough going on.
Yeah, they ain't got enough going on. Let me read about what somebody else is doing. That's why stuff like Shade Room, TMZ, all that stuff is popular, bro. Because
it's literally gossip about stuff they don't know what's true.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Like they just run with.
But so if you know that and you know that, I'm pretty sure the majority of people know that. Why are we?
Because it's entertaining. They have nothing else to do. Think about how many times something gets, a rumor gets thrown out there. People talk about it. And then a week later, not even a week later, 3-4 days later, it's untrue. But people still want to talk about it. Even if it's like, perfect example. Remember when, remember when they were saying Sierra used to have a penis?
I do remember that.
You know what? I didn't like that. I didn't like that.
Nobody did, but how many people believed it?
That's not so me. Stupid.
There was a lot of people besides you that believed it.
That's so stupid.
But look how long people was like, oh man, she was a man.
Because look how many people you calling gay if she really did. Like, it's just, yeah.
That's the point. That traveled around the whole world for how long? And it's not even true.
For months. And I was tired of it.
Actually, I do one better or worse, however you look at it. Last year when Jamie Foxx had that, that medical scare.
Well, he was a clone.
Yeah, they say he had a...
why he left?
I don't know why he left.
Was that not really the thing? Was
a lot of Monique was saying
people wasn't saying it?
Monique was saying it a lot about he had, like, demon eyes. That's why he kept wearing the
and then when he was dark shades and stuff.
And then he just so happened to do a whole movie about people.
Yup.
You just threw me off when you said that. Because it's true.
It's true.
People said that. I was going a different route.
My fault.
We can come back to that.
Yeah, let me ask my question then.
Go ahead.
Okay. So if TMZ and Shade Room has showed this behavior being such bad, like for me, I haven't watched TMZ ever again since they showed Kobe's accident.
That was just the strike.
That's the straw.
That was first.
Yeah, yes. Like that and that's nasty.
And what even that's made nasty. It even worse. So I was seeing this trend that people was like talking about the Islam dude that passed away too in the same helicopter crash.
Oh, you know the president.
Yeah, they were trying to compare it to Kobe's accident. I was like, bro, why y'all doing it?
Like, why else? They don't care.
It's dumb. Why would you?
They said it's a helicopter crash and he would die.
But they was rating it though. Like, which one was better? That's what they was saying.
What I said when we first started? Negativity.
Yeah, so for me, I ain't paying attention to...
That's sick, bro.
But my question is, if things like that happen, and they only show negativity like that in such cases, they're showing rappers dying, they're showing the actual footage of rappers dying, taking their last breaths and last... All this unfortunate events, why are people still even tuning in or paying attention? Why are they even still around? Why do they even have the resources or are still a voice?
That's what people want to see.
In entertainment culture.
That's what people want to see. Yeah. I'll give an example, bro. Y'all know Mr. Beast, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shout out to Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast,
Oh, is it Shout Out Mr. Beast?
Yeah, Shout Out Mr.
Beast.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Shout Out Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast does a lot. He's huge, obviously. Yes. I saw, I think he was...
Mr. Beast, if you want to sponsor
please.
A small up-and-coming podcast.
He did say he wanted to give away all his money.
Hey. I'll pocket it.
Yeah. Not pocket. We'll use it. We'll have it for good use. Hey, bro. Hey, bro. We're trying to get it.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not going to pocket. I'm going to invest it in pod and...
Right. Do great things.
Buy a bigger house and get... Never mind. I'll
pocket it.
Make your point.
Anyway, I've seen Mr. Beast do a lot of great things for people. He'll give people, like, he's helped people, like, get water, giving people money and stuff like that. And every time it happens, people will say, he's only doing it for this, that, and the third. He's only doing it for attention. He's only doing
ulterior motives.
Yeah, everything's an ulterior motive. But he can't do something just out of the kindness of his heart, bro.
Right.
Like, people just want, people want to find the negativity in everything. So, like, that's why places that promote and show negativity, they're the most popular things to see. Because nobody wants to hear about the good shit that happens. Truthfully.
Because they know they can't do it. So,
or
back
up. They could, just not. Think about, you could volunteer for something in your community. That, as small as it may seem, that's still something, right? Versus just getting online saying, how come Jay-Z ain't built a school for kids yet? Well, what have you done in your community?
Chill out now.
I'm just saying.
They don't like to think about what they doing.
Oh, they don't like the truth.
No. Reflection?
Not at all.
Not at all?
Reflection? No, deflection. Not reflection. Deflection.
That's my fault.
Yeah.
No.
So that's why the blogs are so popular, because of the negativity that people feed off of it.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Remember when Dayla Loud tweeted out that Jamie Foxx, defense prepared for the worst, and then all them other blogs said, according to Dayla Loud,
you ain't even vetted that information. And then the family had to come out, his daughter had to come out and say, who are y'all? Where'd y'all get the information from that's furthest from the truth? Like, yeah.
That's weirdo behavior.
Yeah. And a lot of them are just like that, like, wants to be the first ones just for the attention of it.
Yep.
Like, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird. Like, you going out your way to...
be the first. And then what?
And you're wrong about it, so...
But they got they got the eyes on them, and that's what...
And that's all that matters?
Yeah, he's just going to be sitting there looking stupid.
Attention is a drug, bro. I tell you.
Hey, cream, bro.
Tell you, bro.
Cream.
Cocaine is a little drug.
Straight cream, bro.
Yep.
Clout. Hey, it happens, man. Clout. Clout moves everything around me.
Hey, that's why I was made that song for a reason. The only thing for clout. Just saying.
Well, shout out to Cardi and Offset. All right.
Ain't lying.
It's watch your mouth. Stay in your place. Now go ahead. Hang with her.
You got a tweet?
I sure do.
Of the week?
I don't even got to pull it up.
You quenched your thirst?
So, it's actually not just like Rick's tweet. It's not a regular tweet. This is actually a screenshot that was on Twitter. Okay. It was showing the luxury brands of watches. And I saw the top one, it said, you know, ultra luxury or whatever. I just got curious. I was like, how much does this watch cost? I'm going to ask y'all before I even tell y'all. How much do y'all think one of the most expensive watches is? How much money?
Well, it depends on what we're talking, high-end, like.
This is top.
Are we talking? Range. Okay, so are we saying? Hold on, because Jacob is private. So are we talking private sellers? Or are we talking about actual companies? Like, are we talking about like Jacob and Company? Or are we talking about like Hublot, Audemars Piguet, Patek?
Private.
Okay. The most you can, whatever they, whatever Jacob can sell a price on.
What are you selling for?
I'm just saying because. Right as of right now,
Drake bought a watch for like $5 million from Jacob.
Yes, Drake and
that little
and Floyd got the most expensive
roulette watch
from Jacob. Most expensive watch in the world.
Like, Drake went and bought that little roulette watch. Why would you want to watch that plays roulette? I don't know, but you know,
hey, that's crazy.
Yeah. But, hey. This actually might not be private then. Okay. But just still throw a number out there.
Yeah, 5 million.
10 mil.
Mm-mm. 50 million.
100.
Y'all are way too high.
What?
Anywho, oh. I just, yeah. But still, it's still high. These watches, however, cost about, on the low end, about $175,000.
Oh, you ain't talking about the high end.
No. That's why I said it's not private.
Oh, okay, okay.
But, and then the most expensive one was like $325,000. The reason why I'm bringing
it up. Some Richard,
remember the name of that?
They might be some Richard.
It is.
Yeah, Richard.
I'm about to say, Richard.
It's quite a few of
them. Richard's a high. I mean, some APs, it depends on which
AP. Depends on which AP, yeah.
Boy. To be honest with
you, I can't pronounce none of these. They're French, so I can just say that.
Yeah, Wayne is a watch connoisseur. He knows.
Very topical.
Use the right code, bro, when you read these.
You talking about the one on the left?
Yeah, any of them at the very top. See where it says Ultra?
Mm-hmm. Got Corvette.
That's one.
Yeah, Corvette. Louise. I don't know this one, though. I ain't gonna lie to you.
It's not in the code yet.
So the point that I was
making. No, it's this one, bro.
I'm asking y'all. Even if y'all are millionaires, would y'all spend that much on a watch?
No.
Well, it depends on how.
I'm simple, man.
How much would you spend on a watch?
No. I'd get like a Rolex or something. That, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so you would just go luxury. Yeah. You wouldn't. I'll probably go high-end luxury. You going to put this list on the screen, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so they can see it. Yeah, I'll probably go high-end luxury if I got it like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right now, I'm at entry. I just want to let y'all know I'm at entry. I'm at very, very bottom, you know what I'm saying? But it's nice, though. You know what I'm saying? I keep it clean, but you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we at.
Yeah, but that one on top, though, yeah.
Yeah, but if I had it, you know what I'm saying?
You going to spend six figures on a watch?
Yeah, because it's an investment.
House or something.
To resell?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not buying it.
I was just going
to
say.
But my thing is, like,
it's an investment to resell.
It's crazy because Floyd got so many watches, bro. It don't make no sense. Like, all them watches, bro, you can just take that.
Yeah, like those.
Buy something. You can buy.
That adds to your net worth, though.
Bro, I get the resale, but just to have?
I ain't buying it just to have, though.
That's what I'm saying. That Jacob that he got, that he had customized and made personally for him, bro, that was like 700 mil? 750 mil?
I wish I might.
Bro, you know what we can do with that?
Nope. No, so, yeah, but I don't. So you saying that, hold on, so how much is the most you would pay for a watch? I'm talking about if you got it. You got it. Yeah, I know you don't wear watches.
I wouldn't throw a number at that. I don't know.
Okay, something that a car. Like, I hate when they do that, man.
No, I'm just saying. Okay,
I don't wear watches, so I couldn't even answer.
So, bare minimum.
Damn, niggas, correlated.
For 1,000 to, you know, 5X, what would you...
No, because he don't wear watches. So for a car, how much would you spend for a car?
He ain't gonna like
And you got it.
Wait, how much you pay
for? That is not an expensive car. The most I would pay for a car that I've seen.
Wait a minute. It's not?
Anyway, the most I would pay for a car is probably like, the one I see, probably like cool $120,000. Yeah. That's the most.
A what?
No, a car.
Car.
Whoa,
that's it.
It was really a truck, yeah. Because I saw a G Wagon, and then I saw the Jeep, like the Grand Wagoneer.
Mm-hmm.
The G Wagon, and the G Wagon is way more expensive, but that's just
me. Yeah. They got all that luxury seats.
It ain't luxury if I got to do this to the sunroof. I'm not doing that. If I got to manually open it, that's not luxury. I'm good.
I hear him though.
I'm just saying, like, you really want to...
Not here.
Money.
I should be able to push a button.
How much are you willing to spend for a watch? And you got it.
Yeah, that's the watch connoisseur.
Oh.
And you got it. Like, you haven't.
I say a meal.
Ryan?
I'm just saying, like, I say a meal, but the thing is, like, when I wear it all the time.
No.
But
I probably wouldn't wear it.
That's a waste of money to me.
So really, if you think about it, because like a lot of people,
I thought about it. I spent $1 million to put
that
shit.
I'm just saying,
but if it accumulates money over time, so when you bought it in 2024, it was $1 million. In 2030, it's worth $6 million. Is that not a good investment?
That's a good investment.
If you spent $1 million, you made $6 million.
I'm just saying, because look at all the watches that Floyd got over time. Like, he gonna make hell profit off that.
Hear none of that.
No.
Can you stop? I want to hear it. Hear me out. Okay.
I'm listening to you.
I'm just saying,
because
all the, like...
I'm listening to you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm listening to you. What you... Go ahead, bro. Now he's stimulated. Say your... say your piece, bro. I'm listening to you, bro.
You're not compromising with him, though.
I can't compromise. He ain't told me nothing. How can I compromise?
I'm just saying, though, because you got Floyd, you know, he got all those watches and stuff like that.
Okay.
he's probably wearing like six or seven of them. Okay. But he's not wearing all them watches like that. So he going to keep it, he going to invest it, flip it, however you ever do. He make money. He's going to make profit out of them. Just saying. Same with the cars.
So going back to your instance.
Yeah, I'm not spending much any. I'm a functionality type of person, bro. Like, if I'm gonna buy the watch for it to sit there and accumulate, that's cool. That's great. But like, if I'm not gonna wear it, what the fuck am I gonna buy it for? I'm not gonna use it. If I'm buying it, I want to use it.
Okay. Respectful.
I feel that.
Two.
Of course you do.
So, like 5,000, 10,000. 3,200.
I'd have to see it. Like I would honestly have to see it. It would have to look.
Why y'all not being honest?
Personally, because if you gotta think about it, that's like when rappers buy like a $300,000 necklace, and it, like,
you, who am I buying it for?
Right, and then somebody take it. Then what?
Who am I buying it for?
I don't care, bro. I'm not wearing that house on my neck.
That's what I'm saying. I don't need to wear it.
But you know they make duplicates of their own jewelry, right? Like, it'd be the fake ones, then...
I'm not wearing... So they're wearing fake ones?
So I got...
A lot of rappers do that, though.
Come on. But, okay, so you're not wearing a house around your neck.
Mm-mm.
So where does the price stop for you?
I don't wear jewelry like that anyway. That's why I said...
So why does this
is not jewelry.
Hey,
bro. That's not jewelry.
Hey, bro. I'm going to answer one more time. But if this nigga answer what he wants to do one more time, wear jewelry,
I'm going to wear it.
Right.
Me, personally, I don't think I could spend more...
Something else.
I don't know that I could spend more. I couldn't justify spending more than 10 G's on something like that.
Avery?
I don't think I could justify it.
Mm-hmm. I don't wear jewelry.
Wearing it. What do you mean?
I got two.
I don't wear jewelry.
That's it.
I don't wear jewelry.
This and that.
I don't wear jewelry. I'm a plain Jane type of guy. Kind of like J. Cole.
He's jealous, guys.
I don't wear jewelry.
I'm going to be on the beach with that big old laptop like J. Cole.
Search and destroy.
The bomb is just laying.
The bomb is just laying. Goddamn radar.
All right, y'all cool? Beezy? All right. Thank you.
So, no number?
No, nothing. He don't wear jewelry. Moving on. Moving on. Brian, you got an anime of the week?
I do. I'll be short with this one. My anime of the week is called My Dress Up Darling.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds weird, I know. But I really like it because... What's up?
I what?
Dress up, darling.
Who's this?
He was explaining.
I was explaining it. Like, you were trying to tell me about the watches and stuff. Like, you know, trying, okay. Thanks, man.
See, now he getting overstimulated. Like,
I'm quite understimulated.
Wayne, let him compromise.
So basically, it's about this guy. He is following the footsteps of his grandfather. His grandfather makes dolls. And he's like sews like clothing for like the dolls and stuff like that, and he sells them. So the kid wants to do the same thing, but he's embarrassed to show people because he thinks that will look weird. Kind of like how you...
I mean, it is kind of weird.
Right. Okay, so he's embarrassed to show that. So he's doing it, and eventually he meets this girl who's trying to... She needs to make, like, a dress to, like, do this cosplaying event that she's trying to do. But she doesn't know anybody that can sew, but he can. So, like, she sees that he can sew some stuff, okay, and she asks him to make an outfit, and then it goes from there. And the reason why I like the show is because it basically teaches you how to, like, just embrace who you are. You know what I'm saying?
Like a drag queen.
No, what? Wayne. Okay, I'm just Wayne. You should watch the show, okay, truthfully.
It lives on Hulu.
Hulu? No, it's on Crunchyroll.
The correlation just...
It's on Crunchyroll. Nah, but... I don't know how you got... I don't know how you jumped that hoop like that.
Angry. Huh? But the correlation is like the...
He don't like the name. He don't like the name of the show.
Okay. All right.
That's what it is.
All right. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I'm on your side.
But it just teaches you how to embrace yourself. And there's other people who embrace the things that you're interested in, as long as you be yourself and you let that out there. So you're watching on Crunchyroll. It's a great show. One season's done. Next season's coming out soon. So I think it's a great show. It's one of the best shows I've watched in a while.
I'm gonna watch it when I get over it.
I think you would like it. Just get over the name, because the show was really good.
Yeah, the name is...
I didn't like the name either, but when I watched the show, and I even showed Wifey the show, she thought the name was weird too. But then she watched the show and she was like, this shit is nice.
So is what again?
I'll text it to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll text it. Wayne, what you
get the theme music.
Oh, it's time for Wind Down with Wayne. What you and Ryan over there sipping on?
It's that ooh, yeah. You feel me? Okay.
That goddamn soundboard, bro.
We've got a Pacific Rim. Okay.
Pacific.
Yeah. But I know y'all think it's like something about the...
It's a movie.
Yeah, the action movie. Well, kind of similar to Halo to me. I don't know why, but we're going to scratch that out.
The movie or the wine?
Not the movie.
Oh.
I understand. But, yeah, but semi-sweet if you get more relaxed or something like that. You want to, sip on a little something.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
The Columbia.
All right.
Valley.
Shout out to it. Pacific Rim.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Not the movie.
No, not the movie.
Talking about the wine.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, and detail. Fruits. What you want with this? I know it's kind of weird. Watermelon. Okay. Mangoes. Strawberries. You name it. Pineapples. Go to. For sure.
He knew what he's talking about.
Hey, talk to me.
If you want to set the mood, Swain, you feel me?
He's shooting at me now. Okay. Song of the week.
Why are you giving a gun?
What kind of gun is that?
I don't know, but he shot you with it.
All right. Anywho.
It's your man. It's your man.
Y'all let this happen.
No,
y'all encourage this. I told
you. I'm gonna do this song. All right. Song of the week comes from Song of the week comes from that's a song called 5 Minutes from Chantel May and Tongsten. Real good R&B record. Definitely check it out. Two good up and... Well, they ain't really up and comers. They've been in the game for a minute. But two great duo on a great record. Called 5 Minutes from Chantel May and Tone Stiff. Go tap
in. Yeah, I don't know if they're up. Yeah, I guess they kind of are.
Yeah.
Kind
of like Bonnie and Clyde.
Nah.
Avery, you got a question of the week?
Nah,
Mister.
I do.
Jewelry man.
Okay. Anyway, the question of the week is do y'all
do what?
Think
we think it.
We think what?
Do y'all owe anybody an apology to this day?
No. No. No.
Let me clarify this because I gotta clarify this. Interesting, right? Yeah. But we ain't talking. Anyway,
I'm trying to find out.
Anyway, because it ain't. When I say apology, I'm just saying anything that you know that you've done in the past that you just let it go instead of actually apologize for it. Something that you know for a fact that you did.
Starting in your personal life.
Mm-hmm. If it's nothing, it's nothing.
It's nothing for me.
Nothing for him. He got something in his mind. You mind sharing with the class?
Who?
You.
I'm gonna be waiting on Wayne to answer. I ain't say nothing.
If it's nothing, you don't know my apology. Cool.
Saying, man, being all sensible. No, I don't have anything.
Jordan.
Preach word, player. You got it. Yeah. Come on with it.
What is he doing?
He got it. Yeah.
I don't know. He was a friend to. I couldn't think of a situation.
That's good then. See, yeah, that's why I hang with y'all.
I couldn't think of a situation.
Well, the reason why I ask that is because, like I said, you know, some people kind of harbor on things for a long time. They're like, man, I should have did this, should have did that. Are you raising for a question or are you admitting to something?
That's a good question. That is a great question.
No, you have the floor. I don't know what that meant.
Okay, I think I know what
Jordan,
that means.
Jordan, okay.
All right, make sure y'all answer in the comments down below. Give us your feedback on that answer. Do you owe anyone an apology that you just haven't done the chest? Don't let time keep on passing you by.
Yeah, don't let time pass you by. You feel like you got something, you know, on your chest. You got to let it out. You know, preach the word.
No. You have an apology. But you gotta be real with yourself.
Well, hold on, time out. Mm-hmm. You can't just cape the apology. The apology might not have came because of something that they might need to say after the apology, or why the apology even is taking place. Or
that's my apology then. That means they did something to you.
But we can still have dialogue, though.
But that's not an apology. If somebody did something to you, what you apologizing for?
Could the apology still be two ways? Like, maybe both parties are sorry.
In the show.
Like I said, answer it down below. Make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe, share. Remember, if nobody loves you, God loves you. And the best advice is enjoy your vice and live your life. With that being said, anything else from the floor, my good brothers?
I love y'all, man.
Love you too, bro.
Love you too,
man.
Y'all still can't drive, but
yeah.
Okay.
Lord, have mercy, don't let it rain.
Yeah, oh, man. Oh,
okay. We ain't signing
back.
We not
there.
No.
I gotta say this one more time. You motherfuckers, they just.
Oh my god.
Hold on. You little peanut head ass.
Okay. All right. No. Cut his mic. No.
I didn't say that.
Hey, bro, what is wrong with you, man?